Elliot D. Cohen is director of the Institute of Critical Thinking, National Center for Logic-Based Therapy, and executive director of the National Philosophical Counseling Association, NPCA. Writing in Project Censored 2014, Cohen stated, "It would be naive to expect a government that seeks power and control over its citizens not, emphasis in the original, to use its influence over the corporate media in order to spread self-serving propaganda. Inasmuch as the corporate media need government to maximize their bottom line through tax breaks, military contracts, relaxed media ownership rules, access to its officials and spokespersons, as well as other incentives and kickbacks, government has incredible power and leverage over the corporate media. Thus, instead of blaming the government for having lied to and deceived its citizens, better not to allow ourselves to be suckered into believing such propaganda in the first place. As this chapter argues, our liberties are most vulnerable to faulty thinking and best defended by sound logic." A contemporary dictator would not need to do anything so obviously sinister as banning the news, says Alain de Botton, author of The News, A User's Manual. He or she would only have to see to it that news organizations broadcast a flow of random-sounding bulletins, in great numbers but with little explanation of context, within an agenda that kept changing, without giving any sense of the ongoing relevance of an issue that had seemed pressing only a short while before, the whole interspersed with constant updates about the colorful antics of murderers and film stars. This would be quite enough to undermine most people's capacity to grasp political reality, as well as any resolve they might otherwise have summoned to alter it. The status quo could confidently remain forever undisturbed by a flood of, rather than a ban on, news. When news fails to harness the curiosity and attention of a mass audience, a society becomes dangerously unable to grapple with its own dilemmas, and therefore to marshal the popular will to change and improve itself. The 24-hour, 7-days-a-week news channels leave the impression that the American audience is well-informed. This is not true. Airtime is filled with such a constant stream of disconnected and unprobed reports that it paints a false, even grotesque picture of the world that herds viewers into conformity.